When you hear about companies like REI or Patagonia, you might think about tents, rain jackets, or hikers in puffy coats on a mountaintop. But how about politics? These outdoorsy companies are part of a new wave of business advocates fighting for public lands. Amanda Peacher reports.
Last spring, the outdoor retail industry had what you might call a moment of truth.
The proposal coming out of the administration was quite profound.
That's Mark Bareka with REI. The Trump administration had its eye on national monuments, and it looked as though the Interior Department could remove protections for several of them. For the first time, REI made a national push to members and customers, asking them to submit comments against the plan.
I'd say we just turned up the dial a bit.
Outdoor clothing companies like North Face and Keen also took a stand. John Sterling isn't surprised by this.
Biker up. Oh.
Dozens of mountain bikers zoom by as we take a hike along a popular trail in Bend, Oregon. Sterling leads the Conservation Alliance, a nonprofit group that works with businesses to protect wild places and habitat. Sterling says places like this are a testament to the economic importance of public lands.
Bend is a community that is growing and economically doing pretty well. And a lot of that is dependent on public lands.
Outdoor businesses are also dependent on these lands.
It's part of the identity of the industry and of individual companies. And if you want to try taking that away, they're going to respond.
Sterling says in the past, companies showed their love for nature by supporting non-controversial efforts like trail maintenance or environmental education. But taking on the Interior Department is a whole new level of advocacy. And Patagonia did more than taking a stand. When the proposal to shrink two national monuments actually went ahead, the company sued the Trump administration. Sterling says that's different than an environmental group filing a lawsuit.
Anytime a company sticks their neck out on an issue that could stir up some controversy, they have to think about how that affects their brand.
And Patagonia, at least, doesn't seem concerned. In addition to filing a lawsuit, it's reaching out beyond its typical customer base.
If you want to get something done, you need a large coalition of people.
That's Patagonia's Coralie Kenna.
This issue transcends politics.
She says the company is now working with a number of sportsmen's groups.
We were thinking, who else would be as dedicated to this cause?
With that in mind, Patagonia founder Yvonne Chouinard was a guest speaker recently at the annual meeting of the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers.
Well, I tell you, it's a real honor to be invited to be up here. This is the most amazing group I've ever seen.
Political advocacy was on the agenda earlier in the day. Tonight's theme was campfire storytelling.
So I've got a couple short stories because at my age, I can't keep a long story going. I forget why I'm up here. So.
Chouinard's progressive and unrelenting views on conservation are well known. And in this conservative-leaning crowd, Chouinard got a standing ovation.
Thank you.
None of this surprises Ryan Callahan.
Just because you have an R behind your name doesn't mean that you don't care about the mountain.
Callahan is with First Light, an Idaho company that sells high-end hunting clothes. First Light worked with Patagonia on the monuments campaign.
We get a tremendous amount of support when we put out calls to action on these issues.
And he says the calls to action are good for the company's bottom line.
Everybody's saying, like, this is exactly why I buy from First Light.
And this approach may be good for a politician's bottom line, too. Pro-public land candidates seem to be doing well in the Rocky Mountains. Take the 2016 win of Montana Governor Steve Bullock. Or take Raul Labrador. The congressman got a 0% score from the League of Conservation Voters. And Labrador was just defeated in Idaho's gubernatorial primary. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.